Page 284, repugnant, the reason is eminently practical. In a contemporary society consisting of many different groups with quite conflicting ways of understanding the world, a Hobbesian world of endless conflict can be avoided only if individual citizens develop at least enough respect for one another to resist the temptation to suppress those they disagree with or, equally important, to escape the constant anxiety that one will herself be the target of suppression if other groups come to power. The existence of legal parchment barriers against such suppression will scarcely suffice to control the manifold forms of hostility or oppression that can result from antagonistic views of the other. In order for people to come to tolerate and respect others, it is generally thought that they need to interact with these others in close, meaningful ways that enable them to see the commonalities among them, that are therefore respect-worthy, and at least to understand the reasons for the differences that remain between them. Note reference 4.